We've had a couple of weeks on our minds, and I'm going to continue in that direction. I think this is the key to spiritual warfare is mind renewal, but I think it's just a basic concept of Christian living. People have got to learn, you know, right thinking, you ever hear this? Right, you should have, if you listened. Right thinking leads to right living. And when people learn to think like God, they begin to act right. And but when people don't spend time in their Bible, and they don't spend time in church, in Sunday school, in different places, they don't get God's view of things, and then their thinking isn't right. And if they come from an ungodly, carnal background, excuse me, their life is a mess. And they come in with a lot of bad philosophy. And I don't know if you heard this or not. You've heard me say negative comments about a lot of the universities. Lindsay DeLego was recently in school, and they come out of a class somewhere. I don't even know what school Lindsay goes to. I think Oswego. Where does she go? Back, Rachel, do you know? I couldn't hear what you said. She go, oh, okay, SUNY. So anyhow, as it was brought up, one of the girls says to Lindsay and some other, you know, so-and-so believes that Jesus walked on water. Well, Lindsay says, well, I believe Jesus walked on water. You believe Jesus walked on water? Do you believe in evolution? No, I don't believe in evolution. I believe in creation. Hey, everybody, you know this girl doesn't believe in that. And then it started. So, and it ended up in a debate and a discussion where they got, Lindsay says, you can ask me any question you want to ask me, I'll answer. And but she brings one of the girls back and forth. She drives them back and forth. And the girl got in, and it's Lindsay's car, Lindsay's gas, and Lindsay's the driver. So she gets in Lindsay's car and really lights into her about all this stuff and believing this, and I can't believe you believe this, and blah, blah, blah. And Lindsay says, you know what? I'm respectful to you, and you don't have to agree with me, but you can be respectful back. Well, finally, the girl said, you know, you're right, and I'm sorry. And she still gets her ride back and forth to school. But you don't learn how to think godly in public universities. When I pray for our college list, the kids that are in school in our church, I always pray that God keeps their minds pure. Because they're going to be, and a lot of it depends on what classes you take. I can't imagine you'd get bad philosophy in math classes, but you would in science classes. They do in nursing classes. And so we have to learn how to think like God. But what are the basic problems that we have with our minds? I want you to notice, first of all, in Philippians chapter 4, I'm in the wrong book. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Got to keep our minds, and I pray for our kids that the Lord would bless them in that area. So let's say, here's the first basic problem we have. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The first problem is we have anxious thoughts. What causes anxious thoughts? And here he talks about be careful for nothing. What really is don't be anxious and don't worry. Well, pressure or stress from life. We face stresses. We face pressures. We let those get the best of us. That leads to worry. Once we begin to worry, we begin to have anxious. And some people have anxiety attacks, and sometimes that can actually be a medical thing. But most of the time, it isn't. Most of the time, it's a worry thing. And they're not, you know, they're not doing what it says to do here. The second one, and let's see, we're in Philippians. Turn back a page or two to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Notice that, and of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath. Now, flip ahead to chapter 4 and verses 22 and 23. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See that? Mind renewal. That ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The second problem we have with our minds is we have carnal thoughts. Worldly, sinful behavior is motivated by our sinful nature within. So we begin to think on these things and process these things. And sometimes, unfortunately, people act them out. So we have anxious thoughts. These are the problems we have with our mind. We have carnal thoughts in Job 31:1 and in Romans 1:27 and 28. We have sensual thoughts. Now, we talked a little bit about sexual bondage several weeks ago, so I'm not going to say a lot about this. But when people start thinking on those things in like a fantasy type of a thing, you're headed for trouble. Headed for trouble. Bad. And sensual thoughts. Fourthly, proud thoughts. When we are central to our thinking and a person fails to humble themselves, they have proud thoughts. My kids were little at the time, but little, but big enough to know, you know, to know what's going on and to be able to connect some dots. And so there was a particular lady that had, she stopped by for advice on something. But she talked about herself and talked about herself and talked about herself and talked about herself. So when she left, Faith says, I don't think she was over 10, she might have been. She says, well, because she had heard a lot of this conversation until I told her to get. But she says, the way she talks, it's like, I'm going to tell you everything about me, and when I'm done, now you can tell me about me also. And it seemed to be some of that in there. You got to be careful that you don't develop a proud mind. Well, what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? Fifthly, here's another problem we have with our minds. Corrupt thoughts. Now, where are you? You are in the book of Ephesians. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm trying to find the ones that are close at hand. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. Well, that's a corrupt mind. And destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. And then, oh, we got a lot of T books in a row. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. And then in Titus chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, it says basically the same thing. Unto the pure all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and destitute, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. They have a corrupt mind. These that have a corrupt mind in these passages are those that reject the truth of God's word. So here somebody presents them with biblical truth.